Voters in Indiana are, well, voting in the presidential race in what's being called the last stand for the Stop Trump movement.
Yeah, Donald Trump says the race for the Republican Party presidential nomination is over if he wins Indiana. This morning, his rival Ted Cruz had some of the strongest words he's had yet for Trump, calling him a pathological liar.
If you hooked him up to a lie detector test, he could say one thing in the morning, one thing at noon, and one thing in the evening. All contradictory, and he'd pass the lie detector test each time. Whatever lie he's telling, at that minute, he believes it. But the man is utterly amoral.
Well, the Democrats are voting in Indiana as well today. And on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is hoping her slight lead over Bernie Sanders there holds. Joining us now for more from WFYI in Indianapolis are Brandon Smith, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Hi, Brandon.
Hey there.
And Abdul Hakim Shabazz is with us as well. He's a political commentator and publisher of IndyPolitics.org. He is a Republican. Hi, Abdul.
Good to be here.
Well, great to have both of you. And Brandon, let me start with you with the numbers. What's the turnout like today?
It's been extremely high. In some precincts, we're hearing that by about 9 or 10 in the morning, the turnout was already higher than it had been in 2012 total.
And Indiana has an open primary system, right? So that means people can just walk up
and declare a ballot. Yeah.
Right. You can vote if you're a Democrat, you can vote as a Republican, or if you're a Republican, you can vote as a Democrat. Who does that benefit, Brandon?
In this state, I would say probably Donald Trump. There are probably a few Democrats who will go over there and vote for him. There are certainly some Democrats who will go over just to be part of that Republican primary, though that might not necessarily help Donald Trump. But I think you'll see lower turnout on the Democratic side this year as a result of that.
And explain the delegate situation to us, because Democrats have 83 delegates at stake, but Republicans, it's sort of winner-take-all with their 57 delegates at stake. Explain.
It's sort of winner take all. So 30 of those 57 go to the winner of the statewide voter turnout. The other 27 are apportioned equally across Indiana's 9 congressional districts. So you get 3 delegates for every congressional district you win. So it seems very unlikely that Donald Trump will get all 57. Ted Cruz will almost certainly win some of those congressional districts.
All right. Well, let's talk about what the candidates have been saying. One of the main talking points for Donald Trump has been the economy and how trade has hurt manufacturing. He frequently brings up, even before he was campaigning in Indiana, he's been bringing up the Carrier Corporation, which back in February announced that it's moving 1,400 jobs from Indianapolis to Mexico. Here he is at his kickoff rally in Indiana last month.
Carrier fired the 1,400 people. Are any of those people in the audience? You gotta be kidding. You were both fired. How long did you work there? 26 years. You look like you're 26 years old.
Abdul, how's that resonating among Republicans in Indiana?
It is resonating, even though Mr. Trump is being sort of fast and loose with the truth. When it comes to manufacturing in Indiana, actually Indiana has seen an increase in manufacturing jobs. But once again, tell that to the guy who's losing his job at Carrier, and none of that other stuff matters. So what Mr. Trump has effectively done is play on people's fears and, you know, sort of play on their emotions and not necessarily appeal to the facts at hand.
And yet we saw this scene play out this week with Ted Cruz in Marion, Indiana, when he got into this back and forth with a Trump supporter. Let's listen. Abdul, how did that play out from your perspective? Because as we can hear and as I know, you're not a Trump person.
what gave you that suggestion? No, it was interesting to watch that dynamic, because it really is symbolic, in my opinion, of what this campaign has been like here in Indiana. What Donald Trump has done is, like I said, appeals to the emotions, appeals to the anger, which for some people, I'm not trying to dismiss that. But when you try to approach the stereotypical Trump supporter, you know, with facts, with logic, with whatever, it doesn't matter. It's almost like anybody who's married in the audience, you're kind of arguing with your spouse who's mad and upset about something. It really doesn't matter what you say. They're mad and they're angry, and you just got to deal with it no matter how much logic. I mean, you could be Stephen Hawking and, you know, map out the grand unification theory, and it doesn't matter. They're mad, they're angry, they're upset, and they're going to take it out on you. It
sounds like you think Trump's going to win today.
From everything I've spoken to my Republican sources across the state, they expect a Trump win. Now, do they think it'll be as large as the Wall Street Journal Marist poll out earlier this week? Probably not. But they do concede that Ted Cruz has an outside shot of winning a victory because he is so organized with the ground game. It's almost as if he was running a gubernatorial campaign here in Indiana as opposed to a presidential campaign with all the stops he's been making.
What about on the Democratic side, Brandon? Bernie Sanders behind Hillary Clinton in the polls, but he's not far behind Hillary Clinton. Here he is last Friday at a rally in support of the laid-off carrier workers.
We all know that if we're going to rebuild the disappearing middle class, working people have got to stand together. We've got to fight back. That is what the steel workers are doing, and that is what the trade union movement is all about.
So he's talking about that issue. Meanwhile, we had this moment from Hillary Clinton in West Virginia yesterday, put on the spot by a coal miner who took issue with her comments from March that she wanted to, quote, put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Here she is.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend.
I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time.
Brandon, how is all of that playing, and how's the Democratic side looking today in Indiana?
Well, it's very close. I think Hillary will pull it out, much like she did in 2008 with a narrow victory then over Barack Obama. The coal comments will hurt her in the general election here. It won't probably play much of a factor in the primary.
All right. That's Brandon Smith, State House Bureau Chief for Indiana Public Broadcasting. We've also been speaking with Abdul Hakim Shabazz, a political commentator, Republican, although not a Trump Republican, and publisher of IndyPolitics.org. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.